WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will be investigating the spill of 200 gallons of hydrochloric acid at a Bryan Oilfield Services business. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says the acid was contained and loaded into a vacuum truck by a private firm.
There's no injuries whatsoever. Another wonderful thing to hear is that nobody was harmed. The wind carried the vapors well, and those in the exact vicinity downwind, all they had to do was shelter in place. We did not have to do a forced evacuation.
Bell says a reverse 911 call was made within a half-mile radius of the spill to notify residents and businesses north of Coulter Airfield. And earth-moving equipment has been in action on the land where the former Plaza Hotel once stood. College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says that follows inactivity on the site of new student housing and retail after the hotel was imploded last May.
There were plans immediately submitted after that, everything moving forward. I think the owner of the property had to work through some financing issues. All of those have actually been resolved in the last 2 weeks. So over spring break, there's some utility work going on, some of which the city is doing, some of which private contractors are doing.
Cowell says developers are on track for an initial opening next year, followed by a second phase in 2015. As the College Station City Council considered a contract to study the condition of local streets, the discussion expanded into sidewalks. James Benham, who requested the company hired to look at both at the same time, also wondered why one city department oversees streets and another sidewalks.
It just seems a little bit inefficient to me to have them separated into two different departments of the city and to have a contract evaluating roads but not have the same engineering crew when they're already there on the road, not evaluating the sidewalk that's just right by it.
The council majority agreed with interim city manager Frank Simpson's request to return with future proposals to study sidewalks.
It took 6 months to get to the process and the criteria that made sense, plus the initial evaluation. So we're kind of starting from scratch on sidewalks.
The council will also give future consideration to making a priority list of repairing existing sidewalks. The A&M System Board of Regents is poised to receive two new members. Current Chairman Richard Box of Austin and Jim Wilson of Houston will be leaving. Governor Perry has reappointed Morris Foster of Austin and has named Tony Busby of Friendswood and Charles Schwartz of Houston. Foster and Busby are A&M graduates, while Schwartz earned degrees from the University of Texas and Harvard. The appointments, subject to Senate confirmation, are for terms going through 2019. A North Zulch man is accused of taking nearly $1,000 of items from the Bryan Walmart. Bryan police say 49-year-old Charles Larry Johnson, at the time of his arrest, had $565 in a front pants pocket. A Walmart employee told police she followed Johnson around the store as he selected items from various departments. After shopping, Johnson walked to the front of the store, stopped at McDonald's to purchase a drink, then exited without paying for anything in the shopping cart. Johnson denied stealing anything and refused to answer any questions about the theft. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see the two-page list of items Johnson is accused of taking. And aerial drones are so new, the FAA is not quite sure how to handle them. So before they get so cheap that everyone gets one, they're teaming up with Texas A&M Corpus Christi, which has been putting the unmanned aerial vehicles through their paces. The school's Gloria Gallardo says when the first airplanes took off, there was concern about what they could do. Same thing with drones, and that's why this research is being done.
This is what a lot of people call the Kitty Hawk moment of UAV technology.
She says they are tracking wildlife to see how the drones handle a moving target and flying a plane next to them to make sure that they don't get in the way. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 69 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
612, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm weather certainly working its way across the region today. We'll see abundant sunshine and highs will be anywhere from 80 to 85 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 50 to 55. Mostly sunny, a little cooler for tomorrow with highs of 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clouds and a few widely scattered showers. Lows will be 55 to 60. Clouds and maybe a shower or two during the day Wednesday. Highs will be up around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Baseball and softball sweep in their SEC home openers. The big selection show was tonight to find out where the Aggie basketball team is going to play for the NCAAs. And speaking of NCAAs, there are no Texas teams represented in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1977. All that more with sports coming up. We'll do that for you at 6:50.
So basketball, once again, is horrible in Texas. All the good players leave the state now. Man, that's...
We play football. That's what we do. We do it well, and that's all we do.
I'm betting Pan Americans really disappointed. Hoping they were going to squeak in.
I have to amend that, though. Our tennis team, our ladies tennis team, is like undefeated and ranked third in the country.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we
no,
play
no,
tennis
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
well, too.
Well,
well.
Yeah, do some good stuff, but still. Prairie View hoping to get that spot in the NCAA. Now, you talk about being able to thumb your nose at everybody. You know, what if one of those schools did that?
Well, the Lumberjacks had a shot at it and blew their tournament, so they didn't get an at-large bid.
There you go. So the Maine State Lottery may soon give a name to its scratch-off tickets for the first time. You know, put a little catchy name in there so that people would make the purchase of the tickets. But the name isn't sitting well with everybody. A few weeks ago, the Maine State Lottery sent out a pamphlet out to 1,300 retailers saying it plans to name the tickets Quickies. But as one grocery store owner explained, he's really not comfortable for his female employees to be behind the register to have some guy come in and say, hey, give me a Quickie. So the lottery spokespeople said, and again, a decision made in a vacuum, right? They're all sitting around the table. They thought, what a brilliant idea. Everybody will like this. Lottery spokesman says that the Bureau has been working for the past 3 to 4 months to come up with a name that would encompass all the scratch tickets. God, it's so difficult. They went through 50 or 60 names before coming up with Quickies.
How much are they being paid?
Yeah, that too. The name is intended to be a catchy way to refer to the scratch tickets.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and probably what they'll do, and of course, if you've had a scratch-off ticket before, and haven't we all, you get the ticket and you get a coin or your thumbnail or something, and you know there's some sort of a rubbery coating that's removed to describe whether or not you're going to win.
You know for an unadulterated fact, the ad agency is going, oh, we've got so many things we can do
for
this.
No, we could just, this would be perfect. Instead, you could just rub it and say, take it all off. How's that? Perfect. Yeah.
Stop in and get you a quickie today.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a lot of info.
Why don't you call it a scratch-off ticket? What do you think? I mean, it's just, that's it. Just go buy the dang ticket.
No, because then we'd be putting people out of work.
There's you're right.
Veritably hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to be offensive. They could kind of buy into the cat video thing and have a scratch-off, put cats on it.
Oh, sure. That could work. Yep.
The Brazos Valley Symphony Society is hosting the area's first premier market shopping experience from Thursday, March 21st through Saturday, March 23rd at the Brazos Center. On Thursday evening, for just $25, you can get first pick while enjoying food from Christopher's World Grill. On March 22nd and 23rd, starting at 10 a.m., doors open to all. Tickets are $5 each and will be on sale at the door. Visit bvso.org or call the Symphony office at 979-696-6100.
It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln. You know Varsity Ford is home to the Ford F-Series pickup truck, America's best-selling truck for 36 straight years. You know that workers depend on the F-Series to get the job done. At Varsity Ford Lincoln, during Truck Month, get over $11,000 off with a complimentary two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan on a 2013 F-150. It's Truck Month at Varsity Ford Lincoln, on the bypass or online at varsityfordtexas.com.
617, News Talk 1620.
Wait.
Okay, WTAW had to reach over and get my stuff because today is Awkward Moments Day.
Perfect.
Are you serious?
Perfect.
Haven't we all had those?
It's like my life every day.
There you go. Forgive Mom and Dad Day. Okay.
Is that what's going to be awkward?
Well, I'm not sure. It could be. Act Happy Week begins today.
So do we have to act happy? That means we need to be miserable, genuinely miserable, but acting happy?
No, I don't think so. Just act happy is fine. If you're happy and you show it, you know, clap your hands or whatever. And then, but also what might tie into that is the fact that it's National Wildlife Week, which your wildlife may cause you to be happy. So you could tie those together.
I went to that wildlife park in Franklin this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Did they have like some sort of extra goodie because it was National Wildlife Week?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go for birthdays.
Birthdays, Lily Collins.
Who?
Phil's daughter,
who
in itself, I was like, really?
Yeah.
But she was actually Snow White in Mirror, Mirror, and she was in The Blind Side.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
She's 24.
Right.
I was surprised, man. I didn't know she was in that.
Right.
Adam Levine, 34 years old, lead singer of Maroon 5, which is surprisingly good in concert. Dane Cook, who's surprisingly not good in concert, is 41. Yeah. I don't find him funny at all.
I don't even know who he is.
He's a comedian.
Yeah. Just
hey, I at least recognized his name, Scott.
No, I knew as soon as I read it this morning where it said comedian. Oh, Dane Cook, really? Okay.
Queen Latifah, 43. Huh. Vanessa Williams is 50. Huh. One of my favorites, Mike Rowe, 51. I find him terribly entertaining.
He's pretty entertaining and making money for Ford now, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Irene Cara is 54. Resting comfortably under the rock of obscurity now after
yes.
What a feeling flashed.
Boy, no kidding.
And Brad Dourif is 63.
Now, he's from Deadwood.
He's from Deadwood. He also was nominated for an Oscar for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he's the voice of Chucky.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I guess somebody's got to be, right?
Yeah. He is 63 today, and Charlie Pride is 75.
Yeah. All right. Pillsbury Doughboy is a 48 today. Yeah, good for him. You know, punch him in the belly. And Ben Cohen, who's the Ben of Ben and Jerry's. I think just last week we had Jerry's birthday.
Yeah.
So there you go. They have close birthdays. He's 62 today.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Obama's hemorrhaging support, his stale rhetoric and tactics are wearing on people. 50 million is a large number of people on food stamps. 1 in 6 in poverty. He said he'd fix all these things. Cut the deficit in half. All these things that he said he'd do that didn't come to fruition. Create jobs and the stimulus. And now he goes out there and he's even the first cut that we're actually going to have a reduction in increase. We'll still spend more money this year than last year. And he's He's acting as if the world is going to collapse, and he overplays his hand. So he's starting out here, it's pretty transparent, as a pretty weak second-term president. And even the world sees this as Hamas threatens war if he goes to the Temple Mount, and China is hacking into our internet system, our web system, and the Russians are flying nuclear-armed planes over American territory. He doesn't do a thing.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some interesting findings on health care. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Workers who have to spend their own money on health care tend to be more frugal when it comes to selecting coverage. Two big employers, Sears Holdings and Darden Restaurants, tried a new approach to health benefits. Workers were offered a sum of money and allowed to choose their health plans. Many employees chose lower-priced plans with bigger potential out-of-pocket expenses over richer plans that would have required them to pay higher monthly premiums. President Obama has chosen his next labor secretary. The White House says the president will announce today he is nominating Thomas Perez to succeed Hilda Solis, who resigned in January. Perez currently heads the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. The future suggests Wall Street is in for a rough start. Stocks will likely take their cues from foreign markets that sold off over a bailout plan for Cyprus that includes a controversial tax on bank deposits. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews with Cintas. The team with the white truck is famous for uniforms that make your team look like pros. But Cintas does so much more. Services like deep cleaning floors and bathrooms, delivering first aid and safety products, testing fire equipment, and shredding confidential documents. Visit CINTAS.com to learn all the ways Cintas can be your business game changer. And tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. Cintas.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-906-6533. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-906-6533. That's 1-800-906-6533.
Good morning. It's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Boy, I don't know if you heard him this morning. We're looking at a high temperature today that's going to be 85 degrees. And then tonight about 51 or so. And by the way, the winds will be out of the north and kind of gusty again today, despite the fact that we'll have 85. 51 for a low tonight, about 77 for tomorrow, and then we'll be in the middle 70s for the rest of the week. And a chance of showers at about 20% all the way through Friday. So we'll see if that comes to be. Right now, winds are out of the south at 7, 84% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 71.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Question. You are more likely to be a victim of identity theft because of your online activity or because of what's in your mailbox? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Identity theft is a huge problem in this country.
You might guess that the biggest problem is online, but if you were to do so, you would be wrong. It's in fact still the old school piece of paper being exposed to someone who wants your information and is going to use it fraudulently.
Scott Middick, CEO of Trusted ID, a company that helps consumers protect their identity and privacy.
It's still offline procurement of information that forms the biggest percentage of identity theft on an absolute basis. Papers you might leave around your house for a friend or a family member to see when they shouldn't, information that's left in your mailbox and picked up by a thief who's driving by, dozens and dozens of examples where you just aren't being careful enough with the type of information that you're leaving laying around.
Your mailbox can be an identity thief's best friend.
If you are the type of person who mails out checks, for example, by putting them in the mailbox and putting a flag up, you're just begging for somebody to use that information to commit identity theft.
Many of us still receive bank and credit card statements in the mail because we think we're being safer by not having that information online. But Scott says not so.
The more that you can move out of your physical world and into your virtual world, you're generally going to be safer getting personal sensitive information online than you are going to be getting it in your mailbox at home.
Tomorrow, strategies to protect your identity online. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, a work of the BCS Church of Christ. You can learn more about the services and work of the BCS Church of Christ at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. Have you ever wondered why there are thousands of different teachings and confusing doctrines within the religious world? Have you ever wondered why there are hundreds and hundreds of totally opposite views within churches, yet there is but one Bible? It doesn't make any sense, does it? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, the inspired penman said that we should all speak the same thing and that there should be no divisions among you. Why not visit the BCS Church of Christ as we strive to simply be pure New Testament Christians, not going to the right or to the left, but seeking rather to imitate and be the first century church? The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
We've got caregivers that work more than 60 hours in a week, and we've got caregivers that just work once a week with one client, just to satisfy something in their soul. People need care around the clock, so we provide care for people during the daytime, in the evenings, overnight, and weekends. We can pretty much accommodate your schedule. If you have an interest in caring for someone, we can find an opportunity for you to serve. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizzy, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It will be up to state officials what will happen to a Bryan Oil Field Services business after 200 gallons of hydrochloric acid was spilled on Friday. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says winds gusting to 25 miles per hour helped neutralize vapors around the scene north of Coulter Airfield.
We had some jurisdictional, Precinct 3 had some jurisdictional rights and responsibilities to the plan for cleanup and so on. To make sure that the folks around them were not harmed in any way and that they would be safe in what procedure they were doing. But TCEQ, the state agency, is going to be the overseeing agency.
Multiple agencies gathered on Crosswinds Drive, and traffic on Highway 21 was restricted to one lane in each direction for about 2 hours. Bell says no one was affected by the spill, which was cleaned up by a private firm. Two Aggies and a UT graduate are Governor Perry's nominees for three openings on the A&M System Board of Regents. One of the nominees is a current member. Morris Foster of Austin, class of 1965, is also a former chairman. Two other members are leaving the board, current chairman Richard Box of Austin and Jim Wilson of Houston. Taking their places, subject to Senate confirmation, are Tony Busby of Friendswood, A&M class of 1990, and Charles Schwartz of Houston, whose degrees are from UT and Harvard. They would serve through February of 2019. And an out-of-town guest planning to participate in the A&M Fire School jail landed in jail accused of drunk driving for the sixth time. College Station police report the incident began as two officers were checking out the driver of a pickup parked in the rear of the vacant Aggieland Inn. They were on patrol looking for drug users and the homeless. When they made eye contact with the driver, he pulled away. Officers say after the driver failed to signal for a right turn at Texas and Holloman, then the truck stopped in a nearby parking lot. 44-year-old Shane Riley of Seabrook told police he was headed for the Sheridan, which is located across Texas from the Aggieland Inn. Police arrested Riley after seeing an open can of beer in the truck console and failing one sobriety test. The arrest report noted Riley has prior DWI convictions three times in Harris County and once in Brazoria and Galveston counties. Riley was released from the Brazos County Jail after posting bond. Activity has returned to the corner of University and Texas at the site of the former Plaza Hotel.
They're back on track, most likely for a 2014-2015. Again, it'll be developed in phases. I think the first phase will come online in 2014. Most likely the first phase will include residential, obviously. And then 2015, I think you'll start seeing the other phases.
College Station Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says the property owner had to resolve financing issues, which were accomplished in the last couple of weeks. That allowed the resumption of site preparation. And the College Station City Council at some point will study conditions of current sidewalks and future sidewalk locations. But a council majority agreed with interim city manager Frank Simpson's request to not delay a contract reviewing the conditions of local streets.
There could be some benefit of doing it together, but they're at two different stages. And to slow this one down that we believe we really need to move forward to catch the sidewalk piece up, I would recommend that we go ahead and move forward with this one this year, and then try to fold it in the next opportunity we can.
Councilman James Benham wanted to expand the contract to have both done at the same time.
Rather than send them out again, you know, because right now we're approving money for this. And so, you know, if we don't do it, then we have to do a new contract and a new review process. And then maybe it could be double. You know, you're sending the same crew on the same streets over again.
Benham also questioned why supervision of sidewalks is the responsibility of one city department and streets are that of another. And Texas gun shops are having trouble keeping ammo on the shelves.
With the gun control debate going strong, Texas is feeling the effects of the ammunition shortage. Bernie Stokes, owner of Panhandle Gunslingers in Amarillo, says manufacturers are behind for a few reasons, including two U.S. wars, the price of metal, and some storms in September and October that shut down a lot of munitions plants.
Then we had an election, and then we had a school shooting, which had a bunch of people screaming and hollering about gun control, and then the panic frenzy buying went into effect.
With all these factors at play, Stokes says,
this was a perfect storm that came together.
Stokes says they have been weathering the storm, but a lot of shops in Texas are not so lucky and have no ammunition at all. Chris Copeland, TSN News.
WTW News Time is 6:35. It's 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06. Or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Introducing Blazer, the termite-detecting dog.
Hi, I'm Blazer, the termite hunter. You can't see termites through walls, but I can. Termites may be in your walls before you humans see them, slowly destroying your house. Save 20% now when you call EcoZap. And as for Blazer, that's me, the dog that does it all.
EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20% on any termite or pest treatment. 100% Aggie-owned and operated. Log on to eco-zap.com today and save 20% on any termite or pest treatment.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Warm and dry for today. We'll have sunshine. It'll be anywhere from 80 to 85 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sunshine and warm tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with the chance of a shower or two. Lows will be 55 to 60. We'll have clouds. We could see some showers Wednesday. Highs Wednesday afternoon, they're going to be up around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, they grabbed the lead and they had all the momentum. We come right back and answer back in the bottom of the first, and I felt like that was deciding any of the game.
We'll find out more about Aggie baseball, Aggie softball. No Texas teams in the NCAA tournament, and we'll find out. That's for the men. For the ladies, we'll find out where the ladies are seated. I think that's right.
That's
coming
right.
It's coming up with sports, and we'll do that for you at about 6:50.
Yeah, I can remember one that long ago. People actually here excited about watching that selection show, seeing where that was going to happen. Now we're waiting on the NIT selection.
Yeah,
they don't even have a show.
That's
right?
Not even going to happen.
Yeah, I understand. It's they'll put the selections in a bottle and throw them in the ocean and wait for them to drift ashore. Oh, look, we've got a bid.
To be real honest, though, with not just Texas teams, Kentucky didn't even make it back to the
dance.
They were the national champions last year, and they didn't even make it. They're going to play in the NIT.
I'm thinking they're not happy.
Oh no,
no, they don't like that kind of stuff.
They're going, well, maybe Gillespie wasn't that bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But Calipari, you wouldn't expect him to do that.
No.
But anyhow, he's not used to sitting at home this time of year. So I listened to a little bit of our broadcast of the softball yesterday as they swept Arkansas. And an amazing stat that Tim Schnettler had, and that was of the, I think, the 18 runs that A&M scored in their three games against Arkansas, 16 of them came with two outs.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, that's a lot of pressure that they're hitting under.
That's the, that you talk about taking the wind out of the sails of the other team. I mean, because they're thinking, okay, one more out and we're out of the inning. And but to score 16 of 18 runs with two outs is a, that's kind of an interesting thing. Well, you know, you got to like stats if you're in baseball because there's not a lot of actions.
which is unusual because the ladies have won a lot of their games with the long ball.
Yeah, yeah. Is so anyway, so they sweep and that's nice. The men go over to Mississippi, play Mississippi State this week. That's kind of a separate the men from the boys
game,
so we'll see how that works out. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
So the 60-day warm-up of the Texas legislature, you know, where they do all the ceremonial stuff and, you know, bring quarterbacks over there and get their pictures taken and that sort of thing, and all those four-day weekends in the Senate and all that. It's over. Time for them to get to work. Folks around the Capitol like to grouse about how little gets done the first few weeks of the 140-day legislative session, but the Constitution prevents lawmakers from passing bills during the first 60 days. The idea was to give legislators a chance to figure out what new bills the state needs and for legislators to get to know each other. The newbies need to figure out how to work the levers of power, so to speak, and as we mentioned, this is the largest group of newbies in there since the Sharpstown scandals back in the mid-70s. So a lot of new people to meet and greet. Last 80 days of rapidly accelerating whirlwind. Rick will be in there, I'm sure, to talk about all sorts of stuff. That's the governor. And so we'll see what happens. But again, we talked to our state legislators toward the end of the week. Well, Wednesday it's the senator and then the state reps on Thursday and Friday. So we'll let you know. But they're
While you're talking about freshmen, did you know that every Thursday the freshmen wear some kind of purple item with their clothing to show that they're willing to compromise? I thought that was cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I learned that this morning.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yeah. I forget there were a couple of them showing off their purple ties last week.
Yeah.
I think,
how funny is that?
Explaining that. So sending messages. But again, they're willing to compromise until it becomes something that they don't want to compromise on.
Yeah,
so,
but they're pretty. It's easy to compromise your tie color.
Something like that, yeah. But for other things, then that doesn't happen. But that's okay. There's at least right now, they're being nice to each other, and we'll see how all that plays out. So the folks who are really conservative got together this weekend at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, and they had their straw poll, which is really worth nothing, but Rand Paul beat Marco Rubio 25-23.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah, it was. Polling done by the Washington Times skewed young and libertarian and found that 70% oppose using drones to spy on American citizens. And by a 50-34 margin, supports ending Americans' foreign policy of providing the brunt of military presence around the world. So we ain't going to be the cops anymore, at least if these folks have their way. Washington Times said the poll signaled the rise of a new generation of conservative leaders ready for the 2016 election, but others called the poll a bunch of hoopla, which it is. I mean, come on, what? Mitt Romney, who regularly won it, never became president. Ron Paul, who alternated the wins with Romney, never even got the nomination. Only two winners have gone on to take the presidency. That was
really?
Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush.
Huh.
Yep. So, for what it's worth. Sarah Palin out there going, I am too relevant. Returned to the national spotlight. And they love her. They love her at CPAC. Dinged the president on his teleprompter jokes, his golfing, the canceling of the White House tours, and his proposal to broaden background checks for gun buyers. Dandy idea, Mr. President. You've started with your, you should have started with yours over the background. That's cute. Oh, that's it. Called on conservatives to avoid the Republican establishment. Yeah, because the Republican Party's not winning anyway. Let's become a smaller division of that group and really not elect anybody. How's that sound? See how it works.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it does. So we didn't, last Friday, Rob Portman became the highest profile GOP lawmaker to come out in support of gay marriage while in office.
After he found out his kid was.
There you go. Well, and actually he knew it just kind of was a secret around Capitol Hill. Not surprisingly, when he was vetted for vice president, and I like Portman, I really do. He's got some great ideas. And
I agree.
And good presentation, really good presentation. But anyway, it was a pretty well known within the political circles. It just they didn't talk about it a lot on Capitol Hill because when he was vetted for vice president, the Romney people obviously knew, and he had talked to Romney, and Romney said that was not a deal breaker. But Portman ended up not being chosen. But he also counseled Dick Cheney, who's got a daughter who's lesbian, and Cheney That's said, true. "Follow your heart." So it's interesting to see, and also CPAC did not even mention gay marriage over the weekend, which and the Republican leadership has been pretty quiet on it. So we're in kind of a neutral resting place, I guess, when it comes to that question right now, because had it been another situation, possibly you would have heard CPAC talk about it or the Republican leadership, and they chose not to.
Or they're getting a grasp of the fact that right now people are more worried about other things.
That's exactly right, because there really are some other things that are more important than that. Sarah also took some shots at Karl Rove, and is he called Turd Blossom? Is that right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what 43 calls him. He's got a nickname for everybody, and that's the nickname he had for Karl Rove.
Turd Blossom.
Yep. But really? Karl Rove responded to the shots from Sarah Palin that she had made during her appearance. She said, first of all, I live in Texas. I don't live in Washington. And second of all, look, Sarah Palin should be agreeing with us. She didn't support Todd Akin when he said those reprehensible things that he said. She wisely came out and said he ought to get out of the race. And he fired back at Palin saying, though he would be a particularly terrible candidate. That's what she said. He said, hey, look, I'm sort of fat and I'm sort of balding, and if I did run for office and won, at least I would serve out my term. I wouldn't leave during midterm.
Oh!
Yikes!
Oh. So, right back at you, hon. See how that works. Anyway, and I guess that's probably it. just, you know, with Sunday shows, they all get to put on their new ties and go talk to the newsmakers. But, yeah, that's it. Anything else for you guys? Okay.
St. Patrick's Day was fun.
Yeah, you're recovering from that?
Not recovering.
Ah, no, that's right. You're older. It's after you get past 25, you begin to act sane, right?
You know, I had some crawfish.
Oh, did you? Which is, of course,
very Irish.
A very Irish tradition. That's always a wonderful thing. Did they have like green tartar sauce or anything to go with?
Good.
No, but I will say, because it was on a Sunday, people were getting up to have breakfast. Yeah. And in order in Texas to serve alcohol, you have to have food.
Oh, okay.
So there were several places where you could come up and get a kolache at the bar.
Oh.
That's funny.
And have your Guinness at 10 o'clock in the morning if you wanted to.
There, that's it.
As long as you had food with you, you were fine.
Yeah.
Experience a piece of history at the Museum of the American GI Open House Fundraiser. This Friday and Saturday, tour their World War II living history and vehicle displays as reenactors tell you the history and function of the vehicles and displays. The two-day event concludes with a World War II battle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go out Friday, 9 to dusk, and Saturday, 9 to the conclusion of the World War II battle at 3. Enjoy free parking at Santa's Wonderland with a shuttle ride to the site. For information, call the Museum of the American GI, 255-3675.
To celebrate Truck Month, Team of Navasota is giving away a new truck this Saturday at Navasota Fairgrounds. We'll pull your name and you can choose your Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. There's still time, so go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and register to win. We'll be giving a bunch of prizes away all day long. There's no purchase necessary, but you have to be there to win. Go to teamofnavasota.com to see all the details. Get to the fairgrounds this Saturday, March 23rd. It's going to be a party with food, jump houses for kids, live music, face painting, and much more. Don't miss out on Team of Navasota's Dare to Compare Truck Month Party this Saturday.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 23rd, it's pond weed management. Managing aquatic vegetation is important to fishing and fish populations, but it must be done right. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's just nothing quite as prominent in a landscape as the trees that provide shade to it. But don't take the tree selection lightly. You and your new trees are going to be sharing your lives, hopefully for many years, and you want to be sure that you've made good matches with each one of them. This is a time that many people start thinking about tree planting, so let's look at six critical factors you'll want to consider right after this important message.
Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. So here are the six critical factors in choosing a new shade tree. Mature size. Think of any other purchase you might be making. Do you need a sports car or a van? Are you buying a sofa or a desk chair? Supersize or kids meal? Dalmatian or dachshund? What size clothing do you wear? Everywhere you turn, you're deciding on sizes. It needs to be the same with your shade trees. Unlike furniture and automobiles, trees grow larger and larger. You need to know each plant's fully grown mature size. If you're careless at this point, you could end up with shade trees growing into adjacent trees, rubbing the roof of your house, even falling into the power lines during storms. Do your homework ahead of time. Ask the nurseryman, how tall, how wide will each tree grow? And you'll be able to make informed decisions. Then there's growth form. Odds are that you've never given a tree's growth form, its shape, much consideration, but it's a really important plant feature. How the tree grows does a lot toward determining the message it brings to its surroundings. In most cases, growth form is genetically predetermined. Rounded, spreading, and oval trees are the most natural looking. Weeping trees are graceful and airy in the garden. Some, like weeping yaupon and chaparral weeping mulberry, however, are quite heavy visually. So you need to look at the plant's growth form. Then there's appearance. Ugly trees take just as much water and fertilizer as handsome trees. You're the one making this choice, and it only makes sense to choose a tree that will bring you pride years down the road. Adaptability. Simply put, to be a good member of your family, a tree has to be willing to cooperate. Just like any other invited guest to your home, it needs to be able to prosper with what you can provide for it. Your tree needs to be able to withstand local winters and summers, soils, rain, and drought. Most of all, soils. Then there's longevity. Enjoy digging holes and planting new trees? Well, perhaps you do, but you would enjoy having a tree that would last for a long time. That's critical. Ask your nurseryman, how long is this tree likely to live? The better trees, not the fast-growing ones, but the better trees will live 50 to 150 years. And finally, freedom from pests and other problems. Who wants to plant a tree that's going to have a lot of problems in upcoming years? I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk, Texas, living with fences. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Aggie baseball pounced on the Georgia Bulldogs for four runs in the bottom of the first inning and coasted to an 11-4 win to complete the series sweep at Olsen Field on Sunday. Trailing 2-0 coming out of the bottom of the first, Craig Bratson singled off the glove of Georgia pitcher Luke Crumley and sparked the rally. Here's Coach Childress after the game.
Really proud of our team. Came out and were able to finish the weekend off the right way. It would have been easy for us to come out and, you know, just pat ourselves on the back. And, you know, in the first inning, Jason, the fastball was elevated a little bit. They strung some hits together. We made a mistake defensively. And, you know, they grabbed the lead and they had all the momentum. We come right back and answer back in the bottom of the first. And I felt like that was the deciding inning of the game. And Jason settled in, gave us a great start. And the bullpen came in and did what they needed to do. Real proud of our team. We had a very good week.
The guys returned to action Tuesday as the Aggs host Dallas Baptist, 6:35 first pitch at Olsen Field. The number 5 A&M softball team completed a series sweep of Arkansas as the Aggies run ruled the Razorbacks 9-1 in 5 Sunday in the series finale between the two teams. The Aggies improved to 26-2 and they're 4-1 in the SEC on the season, while Arkansas drops to 19-10. Here's Coach Joe Evans from 12th Man TV.
Our kids are playing great and it's just fun to play at home, and we've been really excited for a long time about opening SEC play at home and having the fans come out. And it's just a great energy. It's really fun, and it's something we haven't felt in a while. And you can tell that the crowd and our community is really into the whole SEC thing, and we're taking advantage of it.
Big, big matchup. The number 5 team in the country, Fighting Texas Aggie softball, travels to number 6, Tennessee, for a 3-game series with the Lady Vols. Game 1 set for 5:30, and that's this coming Friday. Tonight's the night. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball finds out where they're headed for the NCAAs. And here's our resident bracketologist, Coach Blair from Texags Radio Friday.
Monday night, the selection show. The doors open at 5 o'clock. It's all free. Come in. There'll be about 500 of you there seeing us where we're going. I still think we're a 3 seed. I still think the storyline sends us to Oklahoma City. Bracketology has us playing Florida State. I have us playing either Florida State, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Iowa State, Syracuse, and there's one more that could fall into the 6 hole. We have to beat the 14 seed first, and I have no idea who that will be. That'll be the winner of some obscure conference that's always capable of pulling off Cinderella.
So that kind of lines it out for the ladies. Now, as for the gentlemen, Texas has no teams in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1977. When the NCAA field of 68 teams was announced Sunday, there were no Longhorns, Baylor Bears, Texas A&M Aggies, Red Raiders, or Owls. Not even any Lumberjacks. The Southland Conference regular season champion, SFA, lost its regular season league tournament, and they didn't get an at-large bid to the NCAA. The last time Texas teams were shut out of the NCAA tournament, it was only 32 teams in the field. Overall, the top seed, Louisville, Kansas, Indiana, and Gonzaga earned number 1 seeds for the NCAA tournament. Defending national champion Kentucky won't even get a chance to go to the dance and defend their title from the 21-11 Wildcats. They are actually the 20th national champion, not to make the NCAA field the next season. Turning now to the NBA, Kevin Durant scored 19 of his 31 points in the fourth quarter. Russell Westbrook had 35, including the go-ahead jumper with 1 minute left, and the Thunder beat the Mavs 107-101. Stephen Curry put up 29 points. Klay Thompson had 26 with 6 three-pointers, and Golden State stayed ahead of Houston in the Western Conference standings with a 108-78 blowout of the Rockets Sunday night. The Miami Heat, who have been coasting most of the way, take their 22-game winning streak, which ties the 2007-2008 Rockets for the second longest in NBA history, into Boston tonight. Even with a victory, though, the Heat would be 10 shy of the NBA record for most consecutive wins, set at 33 by the 71-72 Los Angeles Lakers. Turning now to spring baseball, Blake Beavin turned in his best performance of the spring Sunday, allowing 1 run, 3 hits, and 6 solid innings to have the Mariners beat the Rangers split squad 4-3. In the other game now, Mitch Moreland hit 2 home runs off of Carlos Villanueva. Robbie Ross pitched 3 scoreless innings, and the Rangers' second team beat Chicago Cubs 8-5. Chris Carter had 2 home runs and 5 RBI Sunday, leading Houston over the Toronto Blue Jays 11-2. And finally, in NASCAR, Casey Kane bumped and banged and battled with Brad Keselowski. And that was just the warm-up for the action at Bristol Motor Speedway. Former teammates Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano exchanged words after the race, not only in person nose-to-nose, but then on Twitter later on, because Hamlin spun Logano out as Logano was racing for the lead. Kane pulled away at the restart and finished with his first title at Bristol. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead. Make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations, and to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, and condition, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock, and get 2 years, 24,000 miles scheduled maintenance. Plus, get 0% APR for 72 months, or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. Plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
Those humid, hot Central Texas days are on their way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no-obligation, in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening.